If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. This is Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I'm Andy White, and I'm joined today by Jan Vels Jensen, CMO of Trustpilot. Hello, Jan. How are you doing?
Hey, Andy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Today's subject is online reviews, and I want to sort of base our discussion around a piece of research by William Hartston, Cambridge University mathematician, and he did some research on online reviews and came up with a formula to calculate the economic impact of online reviews on UK businesses. Tell us a little bit about the findings from this report.
Thanks, Andy. Listen, before I do that, I'd like to do a little bit of scene setting just so we get some context around it. It is, in fact, old news that online marketing budgets and online conversations are increasing significantly. But what's new news to many is that a significant power shift has sneaked into our lives. And I think companies can no longer rely on advertising online, offline. They can no longer throw that shampoo ad at us and expect that we buy it. Word of mouth is the new ad. I would actually argue that trust is the only sustainable currency online, and word of mouth today is what matters the most when you're making an informed purchase decision. So the recent Nielsen study showed that 92% of consumers say they trust word of mouth and recommendations from friends and family more than any forms of advertising. So I think the circles of influence have changed significantly, and this really is we're in the midst of a revolution. The consumer and the tribes are the ones that are going to have the power for making or breaking companies. Super interesting.
I find it really fascinating, this sort of notion of trust being almost like a currency.
Yeah, exactly. Especially small brands and small companies really will rely on in the future. And it is interesting to see that actually the consumer, they trust much more these days. In fact, predominantly so. They trust family, friends, and tribal members online versus maybe a real editor or a product person who knows a lot in a shop. They do not trust them anymore. It's definitely a shift in power.
Let's drill down into some of the key findings, Jan. 77% of UK customers or consumers using the internet will look towards online reviews before making a purchasing decision. Has that changed much over the years?
Yeah, definitely. Over the last 5 years, that number has changed significantly. It used to be, I remember the good old days when I was actually a sales rep, people would call me and ask me about our products and the competition's products. That doesn't happen anymore. People do all their research online, and they do start with every purchasing decision online, and they look very much towards online review before they make a purchase. So we did a survey amongst 2,000 UK adults, and we had William Hartston from Cambridge University helped create a formula that could calculate the economic impact of online reviews on UK businesses. This is because we'd like to just get, we see the value of reviews daily, but we'd like to get a little closer of a better understand what the value of reviews is. What is the value really of word of mouth? And we found that positive reviews really can increase your revenue significantly, actually so much as up to 40%. And part of the free findings, we found that one of those you were talking about is that 77% look to online reviews before they make a purchase. So it has a big impact on the online buyer. And 62% claim they're more likely to do business with the company after reading a positive review. And I think the last one that fits neatly in there is that 44% of 16 to 24-year-old spend 25% more with a company that has a positive review. So you can clearly see that in the buying process, they look for reviews of other tribal members to look for trust and who can they trust and buy from online.
Yeah. Can we talk, turning a bit negative, can we talk about negative reviews? Because that's an area that I found quite interesting. There's a lot of sort of talk these days of being transparent and don't be too worried by negative reviews. But what are the results of negative reviews and how should they be handled? What effect does that have?
It has an effect. It turns out it doesn't have that one review is bad, doesn't have, or two reviews bad, doesn't have a huge impact. The consumers will still then look at the rest and overall judge the company. But of course, many bad reviews will not do well. But the acid test is not really that you get the reviews. It's more that you deal with them. And dealing with reviews in a prompt and general way, you can actually turn a complaint into a customer. And that's what we see with a lot of customers. If I give you an example, you know, we have a heated discussion, or you have that with your wife or your partner, and all of a sudden you stop and you say, "Hey, you're right. I can actually do better. It's my fault." That's just so disarming.
Yeah.
And that really builds trust and gives you a chance to build that trust into that relationship. And it's pretty much the same online. I have a great example from New York City where I ordered room service. And for $30, I got a bowl of soup and a beer. The soup was like half a cup in size and not even warm. And I complained, nothing happened. I tweeted, reviewed the service, and next day I got free room service, a big bowl of warm soup, and a bottle of wine. But the best thing for me is this. I got a printout from the hotel, a fun story about how soup should be served, what temperature, and how much volume it should have. And it really just made me smile. And every time now I go back to that hotel, I smile about that because the complaint is turned into a repeat customer. So, you know, with a blink in the eye, I think it's also a good way of handling negative reviews.
I like that. The $30 bowl of soup story.
Exactly, yeah. But I mean, we all know it. We go somewhere and there's an effort in turning the complaint, if it's legitimate, around, and actually then you get a stronger customer. So it really gives you a good chance. If you're a great company and you have a good service, there is nothing to be afraid of a bad review. I have another great example of that.
We love stories. Carry on.
Well, you know, when you talk about, does it look bad that a company has bad reviews? And I would say no. Most of our customers do not have top score. They have bad reviews, and consumers are people, and they will recognize that they don't want the polished brand, the brand that's perfect, because they know it's unrealistic. Mm. My 5-year-old son, he's into Star Wars. He looked at me the other day and said, "I love Boba Fett the most." And I said, "Okay, why?" "Because he's dirty. He's real." And really, in an adult language, that is, he doesn't look perfect. Yeah. Because we know we're not perfect.
Yeah. What would you say, Jan, are the advantages from a reputation standpoint in having reviews on your site?
Well, I mean, displaying online reviews on your website shows potential buyers that you're a trustworthy company, that they can do business with you. And many companies know they have good customer service and many happy customers. So they look for ways to share that fact throughout the buying process. online reviews is one way of doing that. It can make you stand out amongst the competition, especially if you're not a known brand or a big company. This is a huge advantage. And for those merchants who are unsure how they're performing in terms of customer service, they can actually use reviews to help them identify potential areas where they can improve, and then they get to brag about it. So it's an excellent way to get feedback.
Yes, it's the feedback loop, isn't it?
An example of, from a reputation standpoint, a UK customer, Mazuma Mobile, they're the largest online mobile phone recycler. Mm. And they've actually collected 100,000 reviews to not only analyze how their business is doing service-wise, but also to demonstrate that there is trust. Think about their concept. They are asking people to send in an old iPhone, and then they send the money.
Yeah.
So if they didn't have a score there saying they're trustworthy from many other consumers, that business model would just not work.
Wow, yeah. What about from a slightly more SEO perspective? I mean, are there SEO advantages in having reviews?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's worth mentioning too, online reviews, how it helps you stand out from the crowd, and online reviews helps you improve on-site conversions. So let me just use a few minutes on these from an SEO point of view. You know, a marketeer's job is to obviously to generate good leads, drive traffic to your company, and increase your brand awareness. It's a big job. Customer reviews typically help you stand out from the crowd, especially on Google. I don't know if you've noticed the little yellow stars in Google when searching for a particular product or a company.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah, that's Google accelerating that helps consumers do the right click during their research phase. And for you as a marketeer, for you and me, this means that you just beat the competition, mainly because you demonstrated customer happiness in your online ads. And actually, Google says that search ads with seller rating have 17% higher click-through rate than those without. So that's pretty tangible.
Yeah, it's not surprising, is it, I guess?
And I guess on the conversion side, if we were to look at that, we're always looking to improve conversion rates and cost per lead. So integrating online reviews into your checkout process, for example, can increase conversions significantly, especially if you're not familiar with the particular company or merchant. It's tools like review platforms that can make that difference. You as a business are really saying, hey, check this out. All these recent customers have been happy with their purchase. You can trust us. So it's kind of like the final push to make a good purchase decision. If you look at one of our customers, Express Watches in the UK, they did an A-B test and they found out that they were selling 58% more online when displaying online reviews in the checkout process, which is a pretty cool number for a marketeer.
Now, with all this sort of like commenting, there's a sort of, I guess there's a wider social interaction and there's a sort of community discussion type of thing going on. To me, this sounds social media-ish, if that is such a word. How does Trustpilot view this trend?
Well, I mean, the social media has revolutionized online business interaction with customers. So, there's a newfound openness and the power is back in the consumers, and social media has its place there. But as a more structured way and more tangible way to get feedback directly into your business, how you're doing, how your service is, what your product is, how it's getting delivered, and overall a structured way of getting to understand how people feel about your company, review platforms actually offers a more holistic and structured way of gathering that. So it kind of fits in with the rest of social media, I think, in a very neat way. But actually, you have a chance of tying this into your CRM system, your backend systems, your ordering systems. So it goes a little more deeper and more structured way of gathering consumer and customer insights into your product production.
Do you ever come across retailers that are sort of hesitant to become involved with reviews? And why would that be?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, I do. Part of my problem, my job is also to understand why that is. And there's no doubt about that. People are afraid of opening up because they're unsure, specifically those companies who are maybe not too customer focused or customer service focused. It can be really hard for them to get a lot they think at least it could be hard for them to get a lot of negative reviews. But as we talked about earlier, you know, getting negative reviews is just part of the game. Everybody knows that, and nobody is perfect. And that's actually something that attracts. Even a negative review, a bad reputation, sometimes drives attention to you where you wouldn't get it before. Yes. And I think the last one, which is really the acid test, that is start to embrace it. Because you're being talked about anyway out on social media. Why not use this tool to embrace it in a constructive way to actually change the things they're complaining about and not focus on the complainer? Is it really a bad service you're delivering? Well, then you better get your act together because you're not going to survive if you deliver a bad service.
Yeah, and just a final question, actually. We touched earlier on this notion of the trust economy and trust almost being like a currency. What are your feelings and conclusions on this trust economy? Where do you see it going? How do you feel about it? What's your view on it?
Yeah, thanks. It's a concept we want to continue to look at to understand the real value of trust. But I think that the Trust Economy Report and our general insights from our 7 million consumers and the 80,000 reviewed companies it shows that good companies out there can actually use reviews to increase sales significantly. And it's not a threat, but it's actually a real avenue for growth and insights and learning. So it's really encouraging to see that reviews can play such a critical role. So I'm very happy with the results.
Yeah, and that's really useful. Thanks so much for that. Where can people find you online, get to know a bit more about you?
Hey, if you guys want to find and have a chat with me, I'm on Twitter, Jan V. Jensen, or I can be found on Trustpilot.com.
Jan Vels Jensen, CMO of Trustpilot. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
So that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. You can always visit the podcast on the website at sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. And we like feedback, so if you want to call us and leave a message, it's +44 1273 256 150, or you can email podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk with questions and comments. And of course, we love reviews and ratings on iTunes. So that's all from me, Andy White, and it's also goodbye from Jan.
Thanks, Andy. It's been fun.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.